Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue, it won't do.
Dance. Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the Chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and, candidly, a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places so they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Tuesday edition. Optimism Tuesday edition.
There it is.
Of the program. I'm Nate Hodges alongside Houston Kress.
There it is.
We got Davey Hudson on the P's and Q's.
On his favorite day of the week.
We got Alex Comas ready to rock and roll. Locked and loaded. It's a beautiful week in East Tennessee. We're enjoying the outdoor weather.
I broke a record yesterday.
Largest smallmouth bass on some lake or something?
Nope.
No?
Mowed and weed-eated in 57 minutes. Booyah. Broke a record. I was flying around out there. People probably thought I looked kind of crazy. I was trying to break the record. I was trying to keep it under an hour, 57 minutes. It was great. No stone left unturned. No blade of grass left above cutting length. It was just, I was in the zone, man. I had one of those GSD days. You know what I'm talking about?
No, it's a GSD day.
Get done.
Mm.
You know.
It's a good feeling at the end of those days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mowed the lawn on Sunday. It's been a detriment to my allergies.
Yeah, it tis the season. Pollen's ridiculous this year.
I feel like, Sticky Will just got the old... The old Fan Run lawn mowed, and it needs again already.
Yep.
It's quick.
Yep. All that rain. Yep. Grass grows.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to know I'm not the only one that makes mowing the lawn kind of a competitive adventure against myself.
Okay, good. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not competing against the neighbors. I'm not trying to have, you know, lawn of the week, or was it month, that your dad liked to get?
Lawn of the month.
I'm not going
Still haven't gotten it.
Oh, good.
Still haven't gotten it?
Tell him to pick it up.
My neighbor used to not put that much time into his lawn at all, but for some reason this year he did. He won it right
lockdown,
out of the gate.
Lockdown? COVID?
Maybe a lot of people
just said, you know what? I got nothing to do.
Rededicate himself to the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
He's seeded. You ever seeded?
Oh,
looks
man.
Great. Whew. He's out there mowing like every fourth day, it feels like.
Eric said if I had a gas mower, I could have cut it in 52 minutes. No, Eric, I had a gas mower, and that thing was heavy.
Mm.
Hard to maneuver. The electric, it's like vacuuming. It's easy. Just slides right along. I even went to the lowest cut length yesterday. Longer between cuts. I hate mowing the yard.
Oh, no. You didn't skin the grass, did you?
No.
Okay.
No. Perfect.
All right.
Beautiful.
Like a gust out there.
Yeah. That's a good, yeah. It's the best the yard's ever looked. Without question.
Do you like work on your, I mean, there's speed, but then there's also efficiency.
This mower, I can be so efficient because of the speed that it looks better, too.
Like, you don't want to have to push the mower at all, ever, over an area that's already been mowed.
No, I don't do that.
Like, in every yard, there's the best way to get around the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to balance that with the fact, and I was never good at this, they say you're supposed to cut it different ways, you know, different times. Like, don't mow the lawn the same direction.
Pattern.
Really?
Yeah, all the time. It's bad for the grass.
Yeah, my dad and I switch it up every week.
What do you mean bad for the grass? Like it won't grow as good?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to do the same thing every time. I don't want it to grow. you said you were joking, like, oh, I'm going to turf my yard. I would do that to avoid having to mow every week.
That's what I yelled at my parents when I was a little kid.
Get turf?
I wasn't a little kid, but I was of mowing age.
They
would always send me out to mow when I didn't want to. And I was
big
like,
moment in every young man's life when it's his turn to first mow the lawn.
And I was like, when I get my own house, I'm putting in AstroTurf.
I'm going gravel.
And now they have great AstroTurf. It's not AstroTurf anymore.
It looks good, yeah.
Just nice grass turf.
It was nice to walk out this morning looking around just like, yep, nobody's going to call the lawn police on me this year.
Well, I'm glad you had a good day, because I did not.
Ooh.
Had a rough evening.
I know, I heard. Alex told me. Sorry.
The legal beagles. I let the team down. I really did.
I helped the team more than you did maybe last night.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I gave Alex the cleats. He hits a triple. I mean, he said he could have scored with the speed and the sure footing.
Yeah, I told him that. Prior to getting the cleats, I was running probably 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Because I was afraid of busting my butt.
Uh-huh.
But with the cleats, I felt secure with my stability. Mm-hmm. So
that's what they
offer.
Security, speed, agility, quickness.
Yeah, it felt like I was wearing sneakers, but I had more traction.
Mm-hmm. But very light sneakers.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You're welcome, team.
Well,
Legal Beagles.
I did get one hit and score a run, but I didn't even hit that well. It's frustrating.
All right, well, how did you let the team down? What do you mean? Did you
line drive right at the fielder? Would have been fine anywhere else. It was right at him.
Okay, so you got out once. Big deal.
Not a big deal. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah,
at that point.
Not compared to what
you make good contact, right, and the guy just happens to be standing there.
So we start the game. We don't score any runs in the first inning.
We were shorthanded last night a bit.
You had 9, right?
Oh yeah, we had enough to play.
Okay.
It's pretty much a death nail in slow pitch softball if you have an inning where you don't score. But it was the very top half of the first, so we had a lot of time to make it up.
Mm.
We're like, we'll shut them down. It'll be all right. This team, they were deceptively good at placing the ball. You know, hit them where they ain't. You know, all night they were.
Alex said they might have been one of the worst teams in the league. Did they just have their night, their game?
Feel like they had a lot of kind of CNI singles on the ground. They hit the ball up the middle a lot of line drives. They had two lefties that were tough to get out. But having said all that, we battled back. We put up some big numbers, some big crooked numbers in the middle innings, came all the way back, even took the lead. And as Alex was telling you before the show, it was you get pushed up against the time limit, and actually, if we'd been a little worse in the field, but not too bad, we could have burned off that last minute.
Popped it around the horn a couple times.
That last minute and a half, and we would have won the game. However, we got them out too fast with the bases loaded one time, so we end the inning.
Bases loaded with a game-tying run at second with one out, and we get out of the inning with still a minute and a half left on the clock, which apparently is enough time to start a whole new inning.
That doesn't make any sense. A minute and a half?
That's the rule.
That is the rule?
I'm not set against the rule. Yeah.
So if there's 2 seconds left,
yeah, you start the next inning. Well, okay. It helped us in another game that we won earlier.
I'm pretty sure the rule back home when I was playing baseball was if you have less than 2 minutes, it's not enough time to start a new inning.
Well, that's not the way they play here. I think they only have a 55-minute clock. If the game, if the inning ends, and there's still time on the clock, we also keep pushing.
We also have an umpire that called a strike on a ball that was at our batter's eyes, and just because it landed right on the little plaque behind
home plate.
That's
the rule. I don't know why you complain about the rule.
It's too high.
If it hits the mat, it's a strike.
Those are the rules.
Those are the rules.
He didn't write them.
Actually, he is right about the height. It's supposed to be between 6 and 12 feet. Like, so if it was up at 13 feet coming in, then it should have been a ball. But anyway, I don't remember that play. I'm too focused on my own failures.
All right, so we go to the extra inning.
Isn't
really an extra inning.
It's the last inning, I think. I think even if you had sped through the game, I think this is the most innings you can play.
So you guys have a two-run lead. One inning to go.
Well, we have
You're up to bat.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we do jack. We do nothing. I think we went 4-3 and slow pitch softball.
So you bookended the game with scoreless innings.
Scoreless
half innings.
Yeah. So I will take this one for the team, but you can't really have two half innings where you don't score in slow pitch softball. Anyway, we go to the bottom half. We're up 2.
Anything can happen.
I don't know if you'd rather be hitting or fielding up 2. You'd probably rather be hitting, actually. However, that doesn't excuse my poor play. I blew it. I get a ground ball, start the inning. I'm playing short. Get a ground ball.
I can see it in my head now.
I field it perfectly. It's fine. It's not bobbling around, nothing. Just right there in the glove. And I go to throw to first. And I had earlier in the game made a poor throw low on a tougher play. And I don't know why. My throws have been low recently. And so I try and take my time, and I'm like, let's make a good throw here. And
overcorrected.
Air-mailed it.
Like bleachers overthrow?
Well, luckily there's a nice tall fence. I mean,
okay. So you fenced it.
Yeah. I mean, the runner stayed at first.
Like, oh, okay.
That wasn't a problem.
Just missed the out. Okay.
But the problem was that was a weaker hitter that would hit a routine ground ball to shortstop, and then they had some better hitters coming up after.
Mm-hmm.
And so with only a 2-run lead, you're like, would have been nice to be bases clear, one out.
Yep.
And that was
But there's 2 outs left.
What do you mean?
I mean,
we've still got, there's runner on first, nobody out.
We're
still up 2.
So that was that the opening?
That was
batter?
The first batter.
Oh, okay. So there's 3 outs left. Sorry.
I don't remember what happened on the next couple. I know they got some runners on. Did we make any other mistakes in the field? I can't remember. We made some bad plays earlier in the game where we dropped balls that should have been caught, and it did all kind of weird.
Now, that inning, there was a ball hit to our left center fielder, but she had never played outfield before.
No.
And she's like, I got it. Almost had it. It was in the glove and, like, She was trying to catch it with her chest too.
Ow!
Like because it hit the glove and then was kind of like
that was like the next hitter.
Yeah, and unfortunately it fell.
It was the right center fielder, wasn't it?
No,
she was coming from left center.
Yeah,
but it was like right behind second. I almost got to it from short.
Yeah.
So I mean, she came a long way in, and I was.
She didn't have time to pick it up and get the girl at second. Going to second.
She tried.
She tried. Okay. She almost did, but couldn't. Yeah.
Okay, so you got 2 on, no out.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember when this next play happened. I lost track of the whole
game. Yeah, I don't remember.
I think
you were mad at yourself already.
I feel like...
Black outrage. Got it.
Well, there were plays after. It wasn't the last play of the game, so I feel like there was maybe the next one. I think we walked the next batter. We had some bad walks.
So too. Bases loaded.
Nobody out.
Not where you want to be, Cotton.
It might have been when this happened, right? And then they scored one, and anyway.
I mean, that is it's a walk-off, right? They just needed one run?
No, they needed 3 to win.
Oh, that's okay. So they're down 2 still.
Yeah,
okay, I got you.
But nobody's out, and we're like,
no, it's my fault. I said extra inning, so my brain just automatically tied the score. My bad. Yeah, you're up two. Base is loaded. No out.
I feel like we got an out at third maybe on the next play. There was like a weird I don't know. I feel like there was a weird – it was like hit way into the hole. So we just went to we allowed the run, which cut it to one. Mm-hmm. But we got the out at third. So now we're one out, runners on first and second. And you're thinking, okay, if we can get another out here, even if the runners advance one spot, if we can get one out, we'll have two. Or if we can get a double play ball, we can get out of it. Or if it's a – you know, if we get a pop-up or something. But then there was another ground ball to short.
That's you.
A hard hit, ground ball to short.
So we got one laced low to short.
Yeah, it kind of it's really dry surface, you know. Yesterday, and I could.
That almost sounded like an excuse. No, almost, no, no, no. Almost.
No, I'd rather it be that way.
Those fields stink. I'll say that.
That also sounded a little bit like an excuse.
No. It was a hard hit ball.
It was hard hit on a bad surface, and it was skidding around.
It takes two kind of skid hops.
Uh-huh. Balls
and
will do
I'm,
that.
I'm charging it a little.
But, I like
but
that. I like
not,
the confidence.
Not too much because, I mean, it's hard hit. Like, I got time here. And at the last moment, for some reason, instead of just sticking to my fundamentals and, you know, getting the tailgate down and
alligating that bad boy up,
I'm like, man, this thing's going to – like, it didn't have a good hop. Like, it was skidding so bad. I couldn't, like, find the hop, you know, like, it hops, I got it, boom. And so, at the last minute, I'm like, I'm going to make sure I stay low on this thing and keep it in front of me, even if I, you know, even if it eats me up. Like, we got runners on first and second, I make sure the runner on second doesn't score or whatever.
So, you go super low.
So, I actually put
it pop over your head?
I put a knee all the way on the ground, Houston. Money is on the ground. And somehow, that thing skids and squeezes between bottom, my glove, and the sand, and the dirt, and I'm like, whoop, I got no ball.
You didn't block the tunnel?
Where'd it go?
You didn't block the tunnel.
It was...
You left the garage door open. What are you doing?
I know.
You got Buckner?
I got five-old.
I got
five-old.
You got Buckner?
Right
you
through.
You got Buckner?
And poor Comas.
Nutmeg Nate?
Who's coming to back me up. He was already pointed out earlier in the game that the grass in the outfield is like hailing.
He said that. He mentioned that earlier.
It was like a foot long and shallow left to where there was one ball. It was hit. It was a single hit through the hole, and I'm just coming up on it, and there's a guy rounding second going to third. I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be an easy out. And sure enough, the ball just stops in shallow left. I'm like, what the hell?
It was U.S. Open rough. I mean, it was awful.
Yeah, I had
like
to
an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
You got to be on it to see it type stuff.
I had to pick the ball up out of a foot of grass.
Had to
I barely saw it.
Spray paint the line that you can't be in front of when girls are up because the grass was so tall. You couldn't see it.
Nutmeg Nate.
That was bad.
Oh, you got to.
I know.
Got to close the door.
You let the dog out. It was the opposite. Like, I don't know. I was like, make sure, like,
whatever you do, don't go.
Split-second decision. I was like, I don't know. Because I've done that one time earlier this year. We had two outs running on first.
Oh, man.
You really are
Nutmeg Nate.
I went down to a knee. I made the play, and I even made the little sidearm, you know, throw to second to get the out. We got out of the inning. It was fine.
Look at the wrist.
I don't know what came over me. And then after that, I mean, it was, I don't know, whatever that made. It was like bases loaded again. Now we're only up one. I think they just hit to the outfield, and our right center fielder had no shot to gun out the guy at the plate. It was over.
Yep.
Pretty sure that's right, yeah.
Yep. Well, yeah, I was...
We had a bad night day.
I was shadowing you on that play. Like, semi-going over to back up, and then when it went through your legs, I was like, oh, boy.
Oh, no. I mean, I was there.
I felt bad. I was like, damn, he's going to beat himself up for that one.
I mean, it's one thing to make a bad throw, but, like, you can't...
Can't get Buckner'd.
I know. And my son was there. He had his baseball bag, even though he didn't. I mean,
oh, no.
He's got he
was he watching?
Oh, he's
you
watching.
Sure? He wasn't like.
Well, he didn't really say anything about it. I don't know.
Good. Maybe he missed it.
Well, my first.
Because you don't want your son to see something like that.
I mean,
you're talking about losing respect for your dad. I mean, wow. Yeah. Good thing he didn't see it.
I mean, inside.
He would never trust you again.
I mean, inside, I was like.
Next time Nate gives him fielding tips. Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay,
you should apply it yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't see it. Inside, I was ready to chuck the glove and, you know, take the bat
like
out
that Florida pitcher,
whack the Gatorade, you know, over and the whole thing. But I was
Drew Gilbert style.
As we were coming over to the dugout, like, you know, no one was saying anything.
Good.
And I was like,
that's the worst.
I feel like I was like, I gotta say something. I just said, that's my bad, guys. I kind of slammed my glove in the bag, but not too much. I didn't want the kid to see me over, you know, freak out. And they were like,
That's the worst.
They said, when everyone knows it
and they don't know what to say.
I should have just not. I don't know what's better in that situation. There's a scene I love in For Love of the Game,
mm-hmm.
where the outfielder it's like Mickey somebody, you know, he's never been very good. It's doing the flashback things when Billy Chappell's a dynamite pitcher and you know basically he's the ace and they've won a World Series and they're still a good team at that point, and I think it's Mickey somebody, I don't know, he's an outfielder, he's never been very good, you know, he's just a kind of a journeyman or whatever. And
Mantle, is it Mickey Mantle?
No, there's a flashback.
He was actually pretty good.
He's tracking a ball back and he kind of takes his eyes off of it to kind of check for the wall, and as he looks back up he can't find it and it doinks right off his head.
Jose Canseco
for a home run.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the dugout after the game, and Chappell and this cat, they're the only dudes left in there, and he turns and they're like, you know, the media is waiting for him because they want to get the sound bite.
Mm.
And Billy, the guy says, I guess that was kind of funny, wasn't it? And Billy says, don't let him make a joke out of you. And so I wondered as I'm coming off the field, should I? Because I feel bad when I say my bad and then everybody on the team has to go, it's okay. Like, I feel mm-hmm. bad of them saying it's okay because it's not okay. You just got to make the play. Sometimes you just got to make a play. You just got to make mm-hmm. it. And I didn't make it. So I feel bad that they have to then say, it's all right, don't worry about it. No.
When they're really probably like, yeah, you probably
yeah,
should have made
gotta
that
make
play.
That play. I mean, they count on me. I'm there. I'm the shortstop. You got to make that play. It's one thing. Everybody knows the pecking order on the team, who you're supposed to be able to count on, who if they get a great hit, it's kind of gravy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm one of the guys. I got to make the play. Didn't happen. So I don't know. I think looking back, I wish I just said nothing. I wish I'd have just... Xander Schauffele just bit the club and just walked off.
No,
I don't know. What was the right play there? Is the right play to apologize, to at least let them know that you're torn
you
up
gotta,
about
you
it?
You got to say something. Otherwise, they're going to be like, man, he's taking this way too hard. We're just playing softball.
You think so?
Yeah.
If you don't say anything?
Yeah, because then it's like.
If you don't say anything. And
no,
because
then they're worried like, oh, my gosh, is he going to beat his son on the car right over there? Like, is his son going to be in trouble? You got to say something that, you know, you can prove you're sane.
Okay.
But.
I think you say something. People say something because they want everybody to know that they feel bad. But I don't know. Maybe they would have known I felt bad if I hadn't said anything.
Well, you did slam the glove.
Just a little. I don't want to go crazy. I mean, I don't want my son missing a ball in his, you know, his game and then mm-hmm. going over the dugout and losing his mind.
No, I think you handled it well.
All right.
Yeah.
It was tough. Then we had to go straight to daughter's softball game. That was a whole deal. Whole nother story.
Oh, no. They win?
No.
Oh,
the Hodges had a rough night.
Golly.
Had a chance. She played great. It wasn't her fault.
Oh, okay, good.
She played well in the field. She got on late, tie game, third. She was on third, and bottom of the order was up. Girl at the plate had two strikes on her, and head coach, you know, he's being aggressive. He's playing for the win. We were the underdog,
mm-hmm.
one of the best teams in the league. We had hung tough all night. There have been a couple pass balls where the catcher got a little turned around, didn't know where it was, and I think he regretted not sending different kids from third on those plays.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's pretty fast. And
center.
He's center. And the ball kind of, as it caromed off the back fence in a weird way.
It's always the worst. It's such a bad throw that it bounces right back.
He kind of waited to make sure it wasn't like the straight off the fence right back to her thing, which is kind of – a blessing and a curse, because now you know it's gone, it's kind of kicked sideways, but you've waited that extra split second mm-hmm. to send them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, she took her delayed or secondary lead and everything, but boom, he sends her the ball. The catcher just kind of fields it perfectly cleanly, and it's a race to the plate, and she didn't slide. She ran her over.
She ran her over?
That's
my girl.
She plowed into her. I mean, if it was like...
And she held on to the ball?
1993, it would have been like, yeah, great try, but... They said technically she could have been ejected for that. It's, apparently you have to slide now.
Is that the that was the last out?
Well, we went to extra. You went
okay. It was tied.
That.
I was going to say that would be tough on her if that was the last play of the game. I think.
Oh, no. It wasn't. Okay. We had already tied the game. That was that was to try and win it. And
I like that. I like the call by the coach. You never know what the ball's going
to
do sometime.
Yeah, it went to an extra inning. I mean, we still had a chance to. I think we gave up a couple, and then we scored one, and then just could. I think we couldn't get it done.
Man, it's tough.
Yeah.
Tough night.
Tough night for the Hodges family on the on the diamond.
I did get to see the famous Hodges bunt stance.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
He showed it to you?
Yeah.
What did you think about his squaring around?
He's got to position his right hand a little bit better.
Mm.
Like, he's got it to where his knuckles are, like, facing out.
You don't want that.
You hold it with just your two fingers.
Yeah, he's learning. He knows.
It's a good way to break some fingers.
And then he said something like, I can't show a bunt, or you can't show one, or something like that. I'm like, buddy, you're not at the level yet.
They're not allowed to bunt.
Show a little bunt, pull it back.
They're not allowed to bunt.
No, I don't know. I don't know what he meant by that. I don't think he knows what show a bunt means. Yeah. I think what he was
saying. Maybe he's studying. You don't know.
I think what he was saying is you don't want to show early. He was saying he wants to wait till they're in the windup and then surprise them with it.
Ah.
I don't think he understands you could show and then, you know. Yeah.
Just wait till he learns. You should teach him that one.
Oh, I will. I will.
Just wait.
I was always the best bunter on the team. Always.
Never could bunt.
Never could bunt.
Good contribution there, Dave. Thanks for chiming in.
You're such a New
Waiting
Yorker.
For the show to start on the other side.
Yeah.
Can't bunt. Just swing away, huh?
Yeah, my dad tried to teach me.
It's softball. Yeah, you just swing.
We're talking about baseball now. Yeah. Oh, okay. We've transitioned.
My dad tried to teach me to be a switch hitter when I was younger. I gave up.
Mm-hmm. Mm. No good. Mm-mm. Well, Callum wanted us to hit on this NCAA, I don't know if you call it a ruling, an announcement, I guess.
Mm.
A statement. It's a statement. I didn't really fit to start that with optimism Tuesday, but I guess
yeah. So let's start with the Hodges going 0-for in the softball on Monday. That's optimistic.
All right. So the optimism is that game didn't really matter.
Yeah, it's all about playoffs
in terms of the seeding. I mean, you know, we weren't gonna have to play the best team anyway. We're not that team that beat us. They couldn't catch us in the standings. We might have fallen one spot depending on what happened in the other game, but we're right there in it.
It's always good to lose one right before the tournament.
We beat the best team.
Playoffs next week.
Last week. So, I mean, you know, we can beat anybody in the league. And we can lose to anybody in the league. We proved that last night if I play like dog bleep. So, anyway, I just got to play better. Alex has got his cleats now.
When's playoffs start?
Our big hitter wasn't there last night. So, if he's there Monday.
Next week.
Monday?
Monday.
Monday night?
Mm-hmm.
They got bleachers out there?
Oh, yeah. You're coming, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about on the other side?
NCAA Board of Governors statement on transgender participation.
Ah, so we're bringing back the switch hitter comment he just talked about.
We're talking about baseball. We're talking about Vols baseball and how good they are and if they're going to get a regional or not and all that good stuff. Because Vols baseball is good. No one has had a ball get through their legs this year. So that's
that Florida guy did.
That's positive. Welcome back, Three and Out. Maybe Optimism Tuesday should just be sarcasm. We put all the negative stuff on Tuesdays. Yeah.
I don't like it.
Maybe not.
Isn't that what we do already?
Hey.
We end up
you
doing.
Pipe down back there, mister. I say no words at all.
We don't plan it that way.
I was trying to get the NBA numbers out of the way so I could be more productive in the show later on.
Great. Good.
Win some money last night?
Not really, no.
Nope. Yeah. Tough night.
3-4.
I thought it was last night your biggest hockey night ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3-4. No, the Canadian teams, they screwed me once again.
Mm-hmm. You got to stay away from them.
DraftKings had a special going on last night. I got Davey in on. Gave him a heads up.
What was it?
I didn't put too much on it, thank goodness. It was a parlay, two-team parlay, but Toronto lost, so.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, that was for hockey.
Oh, the
for NBA though.
That one. DraftKings had a hammer the over, so it's kind of like the spread the love, but it's the over under kind of. Yeah,
nice.
So that one easily cashed.
All right, Callum wanted us to hit on this. It does impact I guess, well, I don't know when, and so that's the part we have to kind of find out, I guess, and I don't even know.
Tennessee did apply yesterday, by the way.
Well, that's the
maybe they were listening to the show.
That's the optimism part, I guess. It was deadline day. They did apply.
I saw Trey Wallace though. He got word trying to think. When did I
didn't see it until like 9:30 p.m. That's when I saw his tweet.
Yeah, I think it was like 7:30 or 6:30 p.m. when Trey tweeted that out. So like at the buzzer,
Tennessee has applied to be one of the regional or super regional sites of the NCAA baseball tournament. They did it for softball too. Like out of their other sports, I mean, surely.
Hmm.
I mean, with softball, it'd be the same way, right? And then I don't know if there's other sports involved with hosting things in spring that might be. I don't know. Those deadline dates are probably different. But anyway, yesterday at 2:20 p.m., this came out from the NCAA Board of Governors statement on transgender participation. The NCAA Board of Governors firmly and unequivocally supports the opportunity for transgender student athletes to compete in college sports. This commitment is grounded in our values of inclusion and fair competition. The NCAA has a long-standing policy that provides a more inclusive path for transgender participation in college sports. Our approach, which requires testosterone suppression treatment for transgender women to compete in women's sports, embraces the evolving science on this issue and is anchored in participation policies of both the International Olympic Committee and the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. Inclusion and fairness can coexist for all student athletes, including transgender athletes at all levels of sport. Our clear expectation as the association's top governing body is that all student athletes will be treated with dignity and respect. We are committed to ensuring that NCAA championships are open for all who earn the right to compete in them. When determining where championships are held, NCAA policy directs that only locations where hosts can commit to providing an environment that is safe, healthy, and free of discrimination should be selected. We will continue to closely monitor these situations to determine whether NCAA championships can be conducted in ways that are welcoming and respectful of all participants. Ben Wyman tweeted that out and then added in his tweet, they will withhold NCAA sporting events from states that pass trans discrimination laws. This includes Tennessee, Mississippi, Arkansas, Idaho, and potentially Montana if HB 112 is passed. When he says trans discrimination laws, to me, that's his opinion. Obviously, laws that are being passed by the people passing them don't call them discrimination laws.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like they're actually protecting others from discrimination.
Right.
And that's where I'm a little confused here. I guess, are the Olympics allowing transgender athletes to perform in an event where their gender is different than their birth gender, birth certificate?
In the past, I don't believe so. That might have changed, but
we haven't seen a transgender woman compete in gymnastics, have we?
No,
not that
no.
I know of.
Mm-mm.
Not that I don't. I'm sure that would have been like lead story if it had happened.
No, I don't recall it in the Olympics. I don't. Now maybe again that
so
may
I
have changed.
I don't know what this whole referring to the International Olympic Committee thing is. I don't know what maybe they've announced some new stance where it's all about testosterone level. Like if you can get your testosterone low enough, you can identify and compete as a female.
So here are the rules that the IOC is using for the 2021 Tokyo Olympics,
which are still up in the air, but we hope that they
go
on.
But this has been set forth since 2015. But this is the eligibility rule requirement. The athlete would have to have declared that their gender identity is female with the declaration unable to be changed for a minimum of 4 years. Athletes would also be required to demonstrate that their total testosterone level in serum has been below 10 nanomoles per liter for at least 12 months prior to their first competition. With the requirement for any longer period to be based on a confidential case-by-case evaluation considering whether or not 12 months is a sufficient length of time to minimize any advantage in women's competition. An athlete's total testosterone level in serum must remain below 10 nanomoles per liter. Again, this is a metric system. Throughout the period of desired eligibility to compete in the female category, they don't say this, but I mean, we've come to the conclusion this is only this isn't going to impact men's sports.
Right. Highly unlikely.
Which kind of begs the question, like, okay, like, so are we, we're trying to protect one group of people and we're opening up. If you don't apply, let's say everyone agrees with the NCAA. If they don't make the rules perfect, if the IOC picks the wrong levels or doesn't test somebody right or whatever, aren't you discriminating against biological and identifying females? Like, aren't you, like, if it's not perfectly executed, aren't the women getting screwed here? I mean, aren't they the ones that are getting discriminated against? I just feel like we're picking one group, the trendy group, over the group that was the last gender revolution. You know what I mean? There's, I don't know, I've actually studied some of this stuff recently. There's like three waves of feminism, right? And this is like, in a weird way, the third feminism wave is eating the first and the second one. Like,
it's a slippery slope.
It's a very tough place to try and have all of your values align here, because the NCAA for years now, Pat Summitt was tip of the spear, has tried to protect female athletes' right to be able to compete at the same level with the same facilities with the same ability as the men. And the NCAA, while basically not upholding that even recently, that was we saw in their basketball tournament, and screwing over the female athletes there, is now coming out and saying we're, and I love how it's all bathed in this whole, like, to make it safe. Like, what is safe? I mean, safe is like the new coolest word in the neighborhood. Like, what does safe have to do with it? Like, that was kind of a strange add on to this announcement, where I think it's just in everybody's mind because they've had other statements when they went to this whole, like, for the baseball tournament, for example, where they're gonna, like, you know, pot it out. So got to make sure it's safe, you know. And now they're throwing that in with this announcement. It's very strange.
I think the biggest question here is it going to be fair, right?
Are the transgender women that keep winning all the running events, is their testosterone lower than this level? Because if it is, then the whole thing's a sham. If it isn't...
Well, those are high school athletes mostly, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
they probably don't have any testosterone, like,
suppression.
Well, I mean, they might, but it might not be enough. So my biggest question is, you know... I do think any person should have the right to compete, but they can't have a biological advantage against everyone they're competing against. Now, if they can get this testosterone suppression treatment and make it fair to where there's not an inherent advantage here, then I'm okay with it. But
I don't. But then I don't do that.
Do we? That's what I'm saying. Like, do we know enough?
Well, here's the question, right? Okay, let's use Tiger Woods as an example. He dominated the world of golf, right? So let's say that we have a Tiger Woods type situation in a female sport. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter if it's Olympics or NCAA, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We have a just dominant transgender woman. I think how I'm supposed to say that. Who's just dominating the sport. But all her levels are whatever. They're perfect. They've been low enough. Let's say they've been low enough for even more time than necessary.
It will raise a lot of questions.
No one's ever going to know.
Yeah, it'll be a big
if that player is just supremely talented in the sport, or if it's because they were, you know, born with their birth certificate as a male. Like, no one will, you'll never be able to give them full credit. Never. And the people that they beat will never know if they just were just beaten, you know, were just beaten by, like, if Tiger Woods beat you, you just know, I just got beat by a better golfer. But in, like, it doesn't matter even which side of the issue you're on. It's almost impossible to do this well. Like, either way.
There's also a difference if somebody's had the opportunity to fully go through puberty. I mean, that plays a very important role in it.
Yeah, I mean, if someone's born a male, gets completely jacked, and then 12 months and one day, boom, gets their level down below. Like, is that enough? Like, who knows? That's when they're talking about the evolving science. Yeah, the evolving science is going to make this a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Both directions. Like, I don't care which side of the issue you're on. It doesn't matter. It's going to be almost impossible to do this. And we know the NCAA, I'm sure they'll do it perfectly because they're so good at these things.
They are. They have such a great track record.
Good Lord. I mean, they can't even provide the women a daggum weight room. Like,
right.
You think they're going to make
until perfect... they got called out on Twitter and then flew in the weight room.
It's going to be an absolute disaster. I mean, that's for sure.
I just want to host a regional.
Yeah, that whole segment, hour number one, Optimism Tuesday. We got us a great baseball team. They're one of only two SEC teams, so I've not lost a series yet. They're 9-3.
As is Arkansas. Play.
And they have made their submitted their bid to host an NCAA regional. So the question, I guess, is the NCAA making this call, like, immediately? Are they really not going to award any schools in all of those states a regional like right now? Or is this just they're putting out the statement, and then later, like, maybe for next school year, they'll then establish, like, we're not going to do this?
But is it possible and likely that they would, maybe it's not a rule, but they would
just
use it
in-house? Yeah, that's
like, oh, no, you're not out, Tennessee, but you're not going to give it to you either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't that's tough. I guess we'll know when the regional sites are selected,
mm-hmm.
especially since you have really good baseball teams in Mississippi, Arkansas. And
you got two in Tennessee.
Vanderbilt. I mean, isn't that Arkansas, Ole Miss?
Mississippi State's pretty good.
I mean, is that five teams in, like, the top 12? Or maybe one of those might not be up there, but no, six. Wait, no. Arkansas, both Mississippi's, Vandy, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Five teams, right?
Mm-hmm. Tennessee plays at Eastern Kentucky. No.
No.
At Western Carolina tonight. ESPN Plus, first pitch, 5 p.m.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'll be interested to see what happens on that. Like, how fast they – I mean, what other – I know they didn't play – the NCAA wouldn't play championships in the state of South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
for a long time while they had the Confederate flag on the grounds of the state house.
Right.
It used to be up on the Capitol way back when they moved it to the grounds. They didn't play until it was removed completely. And now I believe they do play there because Davey even went to a Duke game, I think, in the tournament in that state. The state of Mississippi changed their flag.
I was there with Dr. Danny White.
Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach were even involved at that point. So I don't know. Like, it's going to be, like, when does that put in place? Do they?
Yeah, well, and when is that decision made? When do they pick the hosts?
Oh, that's a good point, too.
Has there been a timeline given on that?
It has to be pretty quick, I would think, right?
I would think so. You'd want to give the sites time to prepare.
Well, that was the whole thing. They got to the site's going to test all four teams, do all their COVID testing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they said they're even putting a little extra time in the postseason play in the schedule
to allow for
getting tests back.
Yep.
I'm assuming to make sure people are, you know, COVID free.
Hmm.
Is this going to be the end of that though? I mean, you know. I know college kids are getting their vaccines right now,
mm-hmm.
At least in this area. So by the time school year starts next year, like, they're not going to test athletes anymore, right, for COVID? Like, football season next year, why would we need tests if they're all vaccinated?
Well, there are questions about how long the vaccination lasts. Some say it could only be 3 months. Some say maybe longer, maybe shorter.
And then I saw the headline about now we need booster vaccines for all the other variants of the virus. Mm-hmm.
I read something that you are guaranteed 6 months of protection with Pfizer and Moderna.
Guaranteed. Good.
So. At least 6 months. At least.
Well, I saw a report this morning that said they are halting Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccinations due to blood clotting issues. So, yeah.
Yeah.
There's
good.
That.
Not good there.
No, not good. Okay.
Yeah, the FDA and the CDC will stop using the vaccine at federal sites and urge states to do so as well as they examine the safety issues. Per the New York Times.
Is this just, from the NCAA, is this just a shot to some of these states that are voting on a bill? Like, so Texas, apparently, I pulled up a different article from the Texas Tribune. Apparently, Texas and some other states are considering bills in their legislators that would require students to play sports with only teammates who align with their biological sex. So is this the NCAA trying to say, hey, keep in mind, we could potentially not play championships in your state if you pass this.
Did they say that, or is that that guy's opinion? Did they say we will not play or allow championships in that release? I thought it just said we will allow trans. We will just make sure that these levels are safe environment, so on and so forth.
It didn't say that in the release.
Right.
Release, but that's what everybody's taking and running with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's five teams in the top six that would be impacted in the SEC. Bless you, Alex. That's vicious sneeze there. Yeah, Arkansas 1, Vanderbilt 2, Mississippi State 4, Tennessee 5, Ole Miss 6. Dang. Did you see Baseball America released their 8 picks for Omaha?
I did see that. I don't remember who they were except...
Well, they were 4 of the teams
Tennessee
I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas, Mississippi State, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt are in the pick from the SEC. Others include Arizona, Louisville, Notre Dame, and Texas. Fascinating. I haven't heard a word about Notre Dame baseball. Didn't know they were good. Mm. I don't feel like I'd seen them in the rankings, but I'll take their word for it.
More than 30 states are considering similar bills. That'd be kind of weird if the NCAA can only play in 20 states, but...
Seems like a bad idea.
Is it a bad idea just in general?
What would they do if Indiana did it? I mean, they're headquartered in Indianapolis.
Yeah, seriously, what would they do?
Yeah, would they move their headquarters? Is it a bad idea, and maybe this is something we can carry over to hour two, for sports in general to even cross over with politics? I mean, we didn't talk about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game much. We hit on it briefly.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, why does sports even feel the need to – I mean, it makes sense on an individual level,
mm-hmm.
but sports as a group, like why do you have to make a political stand on every single thing? I just don't get it.